Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2474, with the release date of Friday, March 28th, 2025. To follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. In the Netherlands, amateur radio signals bounce off of Venus and back to Earth. An international team of operators raises awareness of autism spectrum disorder. And Newsline's April Fool's Day correspondent is back with some big news for you. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2474 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, amateur radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story this week is a first for radio telescope in the Netherlands, which succeeded in bouncing amateur radio signals off of Venus. The latest such achievement by scientists around the world. Stephen Kinford, N8WB, brings us this update.
Amateur radio signals that were bounced off Venus from 26 million miles away have returned to Earth, where they were picked up by the D'Angelo Radio Telescope, PI-9RD, in the Netherlands, according to news reports on the 25th of March. The achievement, the second of its kind in Europe, means that amateur radio signals covered a distance that is more than 100 times greater than those that are traveled by Earth-Moon-Earth or moon-bound signals. Scientists' fascination with using Venus bounce dates back several decades when radar was bounced off the planet from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology here in the United States. Much later, radar from the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico was bounced off Venus, and the signal's return to Earth was picked up by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia. The radar trace was used to create imagery of the planet's surface. It was a German observatory that achieved what is considered a first for Europe using amateur radio waves. A team from AMSAT-DL achieved bounce and successful reception 16 years ago at the ground station at the Bochum Observatory, sending a CW signal. Until the D'Angelo Venus bounce, this was the only such achievement to date of its kind. Meanwhile, in the U.S., a California not-for-profit group, the Open Research Institute, has begun a project as well involving Earth-Venus-Earth experimentation. ORI asks interested hams to contact them via their website, opensearch.institute. That's opensearch, one word, .institute. This is Stephen Kinford, NAWB.
Smartphone users in the UK could soon be able to connect wirelessly to satellites under a proposal being considered by that nation's regulator, as we learn from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The UK is poised to have the first European telecommunication system that enables standard smartphones to send and receive signals from space. The system, known as direct-to-device technology, connects smartphones wirelessly to satellites. A similar permission was recently authorised in the US by the Federal Communications Commission. The UK regulator, Ofcom, is proposing to allocate radio frequencies for use in the UK, especially for rural and other currently underserved communications network areas, and is inviting comments from the public until the 20th of May. Ofcom believes that this could both facilitate sending text and internet connections during outages, and that access would be allowed to the mobile airwaves for two-way communications between smartphones and satellite operators' networks. If approved, service could begin to roll out later this year. There has already been a promising field test of the technology in January under a trial license issued to Vodafone, who, using a standard smartphone, completed the first satellite video call from a remote part of Wales, currently without standard mobile network coverage. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Autism spectrum disorder is often misunderstood, but an international effort is going on the air starting on April 2nd to change all that. We have those details from Jack Parker, W8ISH.
The call for autism awareness will be heard around the world during the week of April 2nd through to April 8th. Hams will be calling CQ Special Event Autism Awareness Week, encouraging inclusion and awareness of the autism spectrum disorder. This event is being organized for the third year by James Gallo, KB2FMH, who believes the best impact the activation can have is its engagement of other operators in rag twos or short chats about their experiences with autism. James says that because this is not a contest, the real prize is experience of meaningful contact and conversation, spreading the word that it's okay to be different. During last year's event, that message traveled far and wide. In the U.S., listen for the call sign W2A. Listen for other stations around the world, including GB2AA, 8A2AAW, S76A, VO1BIG/VE3, and 7A2M. Visit the QRZ.com page for W2A to see which call signs are participating and to learn more about the autism spectrum disorder, which is an often misunderstood diagnosis or may go altogether undiagnosed. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Although the U.S. administration is making cuts to the parent agency of Voice of America and other international news services, the Voice of America Museum in Westchester, Ohio, is assuring visitors that it is not affected by these government decisions. The museum is a standalone, not-for-profit entity that relies on support from the public, not federal funding. The museum's executive director, Jack Dominick, released a statement reassuring concerned hams and other callers that the museum will continue to tell the story of the Voice of America, even as the news agency itself goes silent. As always, the museum looks forward to seeing hams from around the world during Hamvention this coming May. Museum hours during Hamvention will be from noon to 9 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's May 15th through to May 17th. And on Sunday, May 18th, from noon to 5 p.m. Admission is $10 at the door. Amateur radio station WC8VOA will be on the air, so bring a copy of your license. In related news, a federal court in the United States has declared that Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty, one of the government-run news services marked for dismantling by the White House, cannot be terminated. The U.S. District Court said that the news service's continued operations, serving listeners overseas, was, quote, in the public interest, end quote. According to a report on the Radio World website, the judge's ruling on March 26th concluded that, quote, irreparable harm, end quote, would result from any shutdown. Many of us are familiar with the twice-a-year ritual of turning the clocks ahead or rolling them back. But how about turning the calendar back, say, 90 years? Andy Morrison, K9AWM, tells us why some CW ops simply can't wait to do that.
It's time to put away your software-defined rig and enjoy being behind the times, way behind the times. The George Batterson 1935 QSO Party will devote two weekends in April to rigs that were either manufactured or home-brewed in 1935 or before. CW Ops will be looking to make QSOs on the weekends of April 5th through the 7th and April 12th through the 14th to honor the silent key George Batterson, W2GB, who was one of the original founders of the Antique Wireless Association based in upstate New York. The CW Ops are hoping for contacts with as many other 1935-era stations as possible on 160, 80, 40, and 20 meters. And they expect that, like the rigs themselves, the experience will be a classic. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
We remind our listeners that the young hams who live in the continental United States have an opportunity to make news, if they aren't already doing so, by being a recipient of this year's Amateur Radio Newsline Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award. Consider nominating an amateur radio operator 18 years of age or younger, someone who has talent, promise, and a commitment to the spirit of ham radio. Do you know someone who might qualify to receive this year's honor? Find application forms on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. Nominations are now open. We are accepting nominations through May 31st. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W8ODJ Summit County Aries repeater on 444.550 MHz in Akron, Ohio, on Thursdays at 8 p.m. local time. An annual religious pilgrimage in India ended with an additional but unintended journey for an 80-year-old widow who was unable to speak. That is, until a group of hams helped her find her way home recently. Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, has the story.
The Hindu pilgrimage known as the Gangasagar Mela left an 80-year-old participant lost and alone at the end of the event this past January. She'd become separated from the group she had travelled with from her home state. Unable to speak, she was eventually taken to the local police station where officers assumed she was ill and transported her to the district hospital. That's when another group, an amateur radio organisation known as the West Bengal Radio Club, was called in by police to solve the mystery of where she was from. The club's members are widely known for their robust communications network, which has assisted scores of displaced persons over the years. Using amateur radio and other means, the club circulated information about the woman and sent a photograph to amateur radio clubs around the country. Within a few hours, the response came back that the woman was from the state of Uttar Pradesh and had travelled to the annual pilgrimage by train with a group from the district of Baliar. The hams learned that during the past 2 months, several people from Baliar had returned to West Bengal to look for her, but without success. The hams provided the missing pieces to the puzzle, and according to Ambrashna Biswar, VU2JFA, secretary of the radio club, the police in her home district have since been directed by the local magistrate to bring her safely home. This is Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
Congratulations to John Shouten, VE7TI, who has been inducted into the Canadian Amateur Radio Hall of Fame for 2024. John was a founding member of the Vancouver Emergency Community Telecommunications Organization, where he has also been a director. He has also served as a local emergency coordinator for Radio Amateurs of Canada for Vancouver. Over the years, John has been regional amateur radio representative and local municipal amateur coordinator for the British Columbia Provincial Emergency Program. He is active with the Surrey Emergency Program Amateur Radio Group and the Surrey Amateur Radio Communications, where he serves as director and developer of its course for the Basic Amateur Radio Exam. He is also editor of the club's newsletter, The Communicator. The Hall of Fame honor was also given posthumously to Adam Farson, VA7OJ, who became a silent key in March of 2024. A winner of the Technical Achievement Award at Hamvention in 2022, Adam's wisdom and expertise was much sought after on a wide range of HF transceivers and amplifiers. The retired telecom engineer was a longtime member of the North Shore Amateur Radio Club. In Fiji, a team of hams has been honoring a friend and fellow de-expeditioner who left a lasting legacy. We hear more from Jason Daniels, VK2, LAW.
The DXer, de-expeditioner, and humanitarian known as Zorro, Juliet Hotel 1 Alpha Juliet Tango, left enduring footprints on the planet where so many entities in Asia and Africa spelled adventure for him on his activities. His legacy reflects his commitment beyond merely calling QRZ from these locales. His many humanitarian works include the establishment of the Foundation for Global Children in 2010. He also gave an endowment to the Indexer's Humanitarian Aid Fund. Zorro sought to improve the lives of people wherever his travels took him, especially children. When he became a silent key in March of 2022 at the age of 72, his death from cancer left a void that his friends continued to fill in the same spirit with which Zorro lived his life. The special event station 3 Delta 2 Alpha Juliet Tango has been on the air from Fiji since the 16th of March to honour Zorro and will continue through the end of April, with operators using CW, SSB, FT4, FT8 and Varak. Four-page QSL cards will be available after the activation, featuring a collection of photos from Zorro's life, and the statement from him, quote, "I shall go wherever I am needed, and I shall do whatever needs to be done," end quote. 3 years after his passing, Zoro Yasuo Miyazawa continues to be remembered with this memorial activation, even as his other good works carry on as well. For more details, see the QRZ.com page for 3D2 AJT. This is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
In the world of DX, listen for call sign 4K0T on the air from the Kizi Mountains of Azerbaijan on the 29th and the 30th of March. The team will be using single sideband and FT8 on 80 through 10 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Dave, G4OSY, is using the call sign 8P9EI from Barbados, IOTA number NA021, through to the 6th of April. Dave can be found on CW and single sideband on 40 through 10 meters. QSL to his home call signs. Listen for Alex, K6VHF, who is calling QRZ as K6VHF/HR9 from Roatan Island, IOTA number NA057 in Honduras, from the 30th of March through to the 6th of April. Alex is using mainly the digital modes on 80 through 6 meters. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Our final story comes from someone who is possibly Newsline's hardest working correspondent of all, Pierre Pullenmelig. Pierre works so hard that he only has time for one story a year on April Fool's Day. He's back in time for this year's April 1st exclusive. Remember, you heard this report first on Amateur Radio Newsline. In fact, this is probably the only place you'll hear it. Pierre?
Bonjour, mes amis. Pierre has wonderful news. Those nasty solar storms that are messing with our QSOs, sacré bleu. They have inspired a big change as in the popular award schemes. And now, thanks to these changes, everyone can now compete in the middle of a radio blackout. Do you do the POTA, SOTA, BOTA, IOTA, or any other OTA? Well, you will celebrate this, mes amis. It is time for parks off the air, summits off the air, beaches off the air, islands off the air. Well, you get the idea, yes? The rules, well, you must go to a park. You must climb a summit or go to the beach and then stay there for as long as you can, even overnight. Do absolutely nothing for hours. Do not even bring your radio, mes amis. You do not even need to be licensed. Oh, this is easy, man, no? Pierre, in fact, he does this every day and has even won a big trophy for couches off the air and inflatable mattresses off the air and, I might add, bar stools off the air. Oh, Pierre is a very big winner there. Cordon bleu, you will excuse me now, please. Another competition is about to begin and Pierre is so very, very thirsty. This is Pierre pulling my leg for Amateur Radio Newsline. Au revoir, mes amis!
Have you sent your amateur radio haiku to Newsline's Haiku Challenge yet? It's as easy as writing a QSL card. Send your thoughts down using traditional haiku format, a three-line verse, with five syllables in the first line, seven in the second, and five in the third. Submit your work on our website at arnewsline.org. Each week's winner gets a shout-out on our website, where everyone can find the winning haiku. With thanks to Amateur News Daily, AMSAT DL, Ambarishnag Viswa, VU2JFA, David Behar, K7DB, Dwingalo Observatory, DX World, Jack Dominic, James Gallo, KB2FMH, Ofcom, QRZ.com, the Radio Amateurs of Canada, shortwaveradio.de, space.com, the Wireless Institute of Australia, Yahoo Finance, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operations. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025.